Bosa shchuto shomim. If you have kosher meat, but fatty meat you have. Shetzoleyo, you're roasting it now in the same oven. In Bosa nevela kochish. You're roasting in the same oven, and in the oven on the side next to it, not touching one the other, you have another piece of meat, that's nevela, a trefa piece of meat. You're roasting them both in the same oven. What's the locha? So Rav says osur. Rav holds you're not allowed to eat now, even the kosher meat becomes osur. Why? My timer, why is it osur? The chur, they didn't touch one another. So what should be wrong? You're roasting them both in the same oven. So Rav holds, mafat me madodi. One gets fatty from the other one, and then it goes back into the shchuta. We're talking about now you have a fatty piece of kosher meat, and you're roasting it with a very lean treif of meat, nevela kochush. So now, the nevela kochush, since it's a lean piece of meat, it doesn't give off any reyach. It's like the smell, the reyach, and we say the odor that comes out of the meat, Rav holds, when the odor comes out of the meat, it's like some mamish. There's some particles of meat in this odor, and the odor goes from one piece of meat into the other piece of meat, and makes the other one awesome. So even though a lean piece of meat doesn't give off any reyach, the chiddush is, since the kosher meat is a fatty piece of meat, we say the fatness of this meat goes into the reyach, gives off like smell, and the smell goes into the other meat, into the trefa lean meat, and now that it gets fatness, the fatness goes into this lean meat, and it makes this meat fatty. Now that the nevela is fatty meat, it also gives off reyach. It gives off some type of a smell that means little particles of the meat is coming along with it, and it's going to go back into the kosher meat. That's why it's also. So help Rav. So Drashi, Bosa Shchuta Shomer Shetzolim, Vitana B'Shnei Shvudim, two different spits. Zeh Rochuk Mizeh, the Mamish, a distance, one's away from the other one. Still Rav holds also. Shehareyach Min HaShemen, the smell of the fatty meat, Nichnas LeKochas, goes into the lean meat. U'mefatmoy, and it makes it also fatty. V'choyza Zeh, now that the Nevela is like fatty, it also starts to give off Reyach. U'moytzi Reyach, Gamhu. The trefa, the nevela also gives off reyach now. And so therefore it asks the kosher meat. So Rashi, the kosher, and for sure, shchuta kachusha, nevela shemene, will be the opposite way. If the kosher meat will be lean, but the nevela, that's a fatty meat. Now we say then the fatty meat gives off reyach, and this reyach goes into the other meat, and it's like particles of the trefa meat goes into the kosher meat. But Ravu Sashmin and Rav, the loy name and nevela kachusha, or hel ben mechnoidev, still we say one goes to the other one and it asks. This is Rav Svara. The Moravaita, the Levi Yama, Levi says no. Afilo Bosa Shchuta. Even if you have a lean piece of meat, kosher meat. Afilo Bosa Shchuta Kochush. It's a lean piece of kosher meat. Shetzaleo, you're roasting it now in the same oven, but they're not touching one another. In Bosa Nevela Shomim, with a fatty piece of Nevela Trefa meat, still it's Mutter. Levi Yama, still it's Mutter. Even though the Nevela, the fatty meat, is Trefa. Still he holds his kosher, the kosher meat. Why? My timer. He holds reicha b'yamu. True, there's a smell coming out of the treif of meat, going into the kosher meat. But he holds reicha lav milsi. Reicha is not considered like there's a piece of the meat itself going into the odor and coming into the kosher meat. No. Reicha lav milsi. That's Levi Svara. So tomorrow, Ovid Levi uvda beiresh kalusa, digdi v'dover e'achar. Levi, one surah maisa that happened in the Resh Kalusa's house, that they were roasting a pig. Dover achar means a pig. Big D with a kid in the same oven, and he held it was mutter, he paskin was mutter. So Levi holds the paskin like his smara in the Recha Lav Milsi. Right. Mesvi. So we have a kasha now. So this is the Machlokes Rav and Levi. More Mesvi have a kasha. Is that the Sefer that says, Ein Soilin Shnei Psochem Kiechot. You're not allowed to roast two carbon pesachs in the same oven. Even though they're not touching one another, you can't roast them together in the same oven. Mifneya terubis, because one is going to get mixed up in the other one. Furthermore, what does that mean? What's going to get mixed up? My love isn't the pshat that terubis tamim. We're afraid when you're roasting these two meats in the same oven, the tam, the reyach of one meat is going to come out and go into the other carbon. And the other carbon's reyach is going to go back into the other carbon. Couldn't say it's the people that are eating their carbon pesach, there's some reyach, there's some taste here of the other carbon. And these people are not allowed to eat the other carbon. Because the carbon pesach, you only eat the people that are menuyev, the people that own the carbon. If I don't own the carbon, I can't eat the meat. See, if two different people put their carbons in the same oven, it's also because the tam, the reyach, like the smell of this carbon, was saying that chur tzaraya to Rav. That when the reyach, when the smell comes up, it's considered some particles of meat is coming up in the reyach and going into the other carbon pesach. So when the people eat that Korban Pesach, they're eating some of the other people, and they're not allowed to. So Chorot Saraya, it's a Rav. It's a Seth Saraya, that Recho, the odor that comes out of the meat, is considered something. Well, my lap to Rubus Tamim, the Kasha Levi, will be a Kasha Levi, you see the Reich is called something. Merlo, Levi would say, Pshan, that the Sefer is, but they had Tarubas goofin, that were afraid that the two carbons would get mixed up together. It's that Takana Dikadin. Nobody's supposed to roast two carbons in the same oven. Why? Because we're afraid when that Bilem come and take it out, this people make a mistake and take the other carbon, and the other people take the other people's carbon. That's why. Samaziris and Rabbanon Dikadin. Bring this also a raya. This should be the pshat. This is a svara like this. Why midiktani sefer? Because the sefer that the sefer says like this, that you shouldn't roast two korban pesachs in the same oven. And afilu, not only if they're both kids, but afilu gdiyotle. You can't even use a young lamb and a young goat. You can't even use not even two different ones in the same oven. That's a chiddush. So why is that called a chiddush? That even that is awesome. Say yami bishlam. If you're going to tell me that mifnei gufin, the reason why you can't roast these two carbons in the same oven, because we're afraid at the end the bialim will take the wrong carbon. That's the gzeira here. It's only with the rabbanin. Haino d'ktoni. That's why it's very good that Sefer ends off and says that afilu gdiyot lamb. Even if Reuven put a kid there and this one put a lamb there, still it's awesome. That's a tremendous chiddush. The Chura, I would think they won't make mistakes like that. I know I put my lamb there, and you know you put your goat there. Still it's exero. Because kafot, when it's roasted meat, you can't tell the difference anymore, and people will be nivled or be worried. It's too late already. We have to start taking out and going home. Still there's exero. Maybe they'll mix up the kabonis. You shouldn't do it. But it's very good why it says the Kiddush, not only if they're the same type of meat, even two different types, you shouldn't do it. Eli Yam, but if you want to tell me this should be a raya to Rav, the mifnei terubis tamim, that the issue here is, because when you roast the two pieces of meat in the same oven, the reyach, the smell that comes out of one meat, goes into the other meat, and it becomes awesome. So b'zoi malik diotler, malik diotli. What's the end of the sefer saying a chiddush? Even if they're two different pieces of meat, minas yamina. You tell me now it's a mitzvah. It's awesome. Mikra radin. There's an issa here. When you're roasting the two meats in the same oven, the time of this meat is going into the other meat. So what? Minas yamina. The two meats are the same type, different types. The issa is the same issa. Elamai. What you have to say? Our korchel of that room is goofin. Who the issa? The Chura now fakert, this the Sefta should be a kasha now on Rav. The Chura surrounds that the Sefta is like Levi. That what's trying to the Sefta only because you're afraid that the pieces of meat will get mixed up. That's why you shouldn't roast the two together. Elamaya kochem of Neterubas gufim. The reason why the Sefta says not to roast two different carbonas in the same oven is only because we're afraid you'll mix up the carbonas, each one will take the wrong one. Who the Yosser? But to be afraid that just on the tamim, the reyach, the smell from one carbon will go into the other carbon, and that should make it also, because when you eat your carbon, you're eating some reyach, some meat from the other one's carbon, and you're not allowed to do that. Shari, we mashim its mutter. Or was a leimut, you have it used to the Rav. The Chur, this Tosefta should be a kash on Rav. This Tosefta is mashma. The only reason why it's osir is because you'll mix up the two pieces of meat. But not because there's a reyach, there's an odor coming out from one meat into the other meat. Smara says, no, there's not a kasha and Rav. I'll tell you. Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Hocha v'may askinon to goin shet soleyu b'shtei kederis. We're talking about you roasting these two pieces of meat in two different pots. So since you have two different pots, the pots stop the reyach, the odor, from going from one to the other. So that's why the Tosefta is saying, if you put two korban pesach in two different pots and put them into the same oven, als reyach, there wouldn't be any yisr. Since it's covered, has a mechitza there, the reyach doesn't go over one to the other. Now the only issue should be is, because you're afraid, when you come to take them out, you'll mix it up and you'll take the other one's carbon, and he'll take your carbon. That's why you shouldn't roast two carbonas in the same oven. See, that's what the Tosefta is talking about. So it wouldn't be a kash and rav. The reason why there's no issue of reyach is because they're two different kederes, two different pots. Frati Gemara, v'shtei kederes sakot aitach. How can you tell me you put a carbon pesach in a pot? The din is sliyesh. It has to be roasted over fire. If you put it in a pot, it'll be your pot sold the whole carbon. If you put it into a pot, so the pot is going to be heated up from the fire, and so the pot is heating the oven, the carbon pesach. That's not called tliyesh. We have before. It has to be tliyesh. V'loy mach mezav racher. Ein lechol dov racher. God amizev. You have it in a pot. The pot is also cooking the meat. Savadi, you can't put a carbon pesach in a pot. So what do you mean here? The set is talking about you have two pots. You can't put the meat into a pot. Now, the Gemara Ha'Le'ema, what it means to say is, Kain Shtei Kederis. It means the oven was like two different Kederis. So Rashi says that means there was a pile of coals in the middle of the oven, or else the pile of ashes there. So since there was a mechitza like in between the two different kavanas, there's no question of reyach. The reyach does not go from one to the other. So therefore, reyach for sure, there's no question. The only reason why the sefer says it's aser is because we're afraid you'll mix it up. You'll come to take out the other one's carbon, and he'll take your carbon. That's why you shouldn't do it. But there's not a kasha in Rav. Rav holds reyach is milsa, and Levi holds no. The mar v'ochi koma. This is what the sefer means to say. V'ochi kiyomer. Ain't soilen shnei psochem kiyechud. You're not allowed to roast two different kabonas pesach in the same oven. Mifnei tarubis. Because they're going to be mixed up. My tarubis, what tarubis, what's going to be mixed up? First of all, enechlamet, the sefer holds tarubis tamen. One pshat is we're mamash afraid that the reyach, the smell from one carbon will go into the other carbon and it becomes also. Now the sefer is like this. The afilu kein shnei kederis. And I feel in a case where in the middle of the oven there's a pile of coals that makes like a mechitza, that the reyach doesn't go from one side to the other side. The leka tarubis tamim, there's no question of mixing up the reyach to tamir, still it's aser. Why? Mishum tarubis gufon. Because we're afraid people mix up to take out the wrong carbon. And the chiddush is, v'yafilu gedil tler. And I feel one carbon is a goat, and one is a lamb, still it's aser. Still, even though the two different types of meat, still we're machmir. It's exaggerated to say that it's also. So the Moabite. Omar Rav Mori, Kitanoi. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if you say Reich is Milsi, the Chur is a machlokes Tanoi. Meister is Nagel Aloch, the Meister. We're machmed usually not to roast in the oven at the same time milchiks and fleshiks. The same time you shouldn't have chicken there and have a cheesecake. But provided that they're both open. If the roast is covered, that's the Gemari. If you have steak kaderis, if it looks like there's a covering in between, then the reyach doesn't go out. But if you have both of them are opened, so then we say the reyach metchila, we hold you shouldn't do it. But the evid, we hold it's mutter. But metchila, we do hold reyach is milsi, and you're not supposed to roast in the same oven at the same time, milchiks and fleshiks together. We'll soon see the Gemara, we'll soon see. Gemara says, L'chor leimo amar rav mori ketanoi, so mechol ketanoi. Haroide pas chama. If somebody takes out hot bread out of the oven, and you put it on top of a barrel of wine, that the wine is shaltruma. Is Rameya Oysa. Rameya says the bread now gets the reyach, the smell of the yain comes out and goes into the bread, and you have now smell of wine in the bread. The bread has a din truma on it. So only a kohen can eat it, not a Yisrael. If you have Yehuda Mat, if Yehuda says nothing doing, the reyach is lav milsi. So the chura, this is the machlokes, Rav and Levi. That Remei holds Reichas Milsi, that's why the bread is also like Rav, and Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda, it's Mutter. Reb Yosi also holds like Rav, but Reb Yosi makes the Chilek. Reb Yosi Mate B'Shochitim, if the bread is made out of wheat, wheat doesn't dissolve so much to Tam, it's harder. V'Yosi B'Shel Sorim, but if you have the bread made out of barley, barley then that's softer, then you put hot bread, hot barley bread on top of the barrel of wine, Shel Truma, the bread becomes awesome. V'Fnei Shasorim Shrevis, because barley schleps up, shoeves, schleps up the tam into it. So Chur Demar says, my lav tanoihi. The Chur is a machlokes tanoim here. The masav a reich lav milsi, heis Reb Yehuda that holds the bread is mutter, even though the hot bread is on top of the barrel of wine, even though the smell of wine coming up, still it's mutter. Why? He holds reichim is nothing. Even though the smell of the wine goes into the bread, smell is nothing. It's not called particles of the wine. It's not called like wine. It's called nothing. Umasava, Reb Meir that holds the bread becomes usher, Reicha Milsi. He holds, yes, the Reicha, the smell that's coming up into the bread, the smell has particles of the wine in it, and it's considered like there's particles of wine in the bread, therefore the bread is usher. Sechura Rav and Levi, Samachogas Anoim. So more like this. Le Levi Vadi Tanoihi. It's according to Levi that says he holds Reicha Lav Milsi, for sure he's arguing on Reb Meir. Reb Meir that says the bread is usher has to hold Reicha Milsi. Sechura Levi is for sure a machlekes tanoim. More l'Rav, what about according to Rav? L'Rav name it tanoim. Do we have to say according to Rav it's also machlekes tanoim? His Rav says reich milsi. Sechura, you have to tell me that you have Yehuda that says the bread is mutter because he holds reich lav milsi. Sechura, Rav is also machlekes tanoim. Mar says no. Omuloch Rav. Rav could answer you, the Kuli Yalma, everybody here holds Reicha Milsi. Everybody holds the smell that comes up and goes into bread or goes in from one meat to another meat. Havad was called Milsi and it's awesome. Now, what's Pshat? Why does Rav Yehuda say the bread is Mutter? It's like this. Lavit Melo, didn't we learn on this tehi? Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Resh Lakish. They were masked with this machlokes tanoim is like this. That the pas chamo, if the bread is hot bread just out of the oven, v'chov yis psucho, and the barrel of wine is opened up, that there's mamar smell of the wine going up into the bread, then divri hakol also. I tell you, even Rabbi Yehuda holds the saucer. Because everybody holds like Rab. Everybody holds reiches milsi. When the time of the smell of the wine goes up into the hot bread, everybody holds the saucer. What about the pas sonenis? Let's say it's a cooled off bread already. The bread is cooled off already. The chavis magufa, and the barrel is closed. There's a covering on top of the barrel. Then divri hakol mut. Everybody holds a smuter. Because on a closed barrel, not that much smell comes out. And since the bread is cold, it doesn't dissolve so much. Trick the smuter. Loi nechleku. Where is the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir? Ella like this. Bepas chama. Either we're talking about the bread is hot, but the chavis chasuma, but the barrel is closed up. Still, Reb Meir holds that even through a closed barrel, the tam goes up, the rea goes up, and it goes into the hot bread. Or else, pas sonenis, we're talking about the bread is cooled off already, v'chav yis psuchem, and the barrel is opened up. That's where some achloikis. V'hor nami, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, because there's not so much reach, because either the barrel is closed, or else because the bread is hot. That's where Rabbi Yehuda's mako. Mashenkein v'hor nami, but our cases, we have two pieces of meat, roasting in the same oven for nami kapas chama v'chavis psuchadami. Our case, when you're roasting in an oven, two things, milchiks and fleishiks, it's considered like they're both hot. So that's daima, so you have a hot bread on top of an open barrel that pshit everybody holds, reiches milsi. So the chura, Rav is right, Rav does not have machlokes tanoim. So Rashi says here, Rashi ends up Yavagav the Kaima Tanoi Kavosa the Rav Hilchos the Kavosa the Levi. This is the way Rashi paskins. Rashi holds no, we paskin like Levi that Reiches Lav Milsi. Rashi says why? Even if now Gemara you should paskin like Rav because Rav comes out according to everybody and Levi is told the Machlekes Tanoim. So Rashi says of Legal Bo Abayev Rova Gabei Bas Teiv Masechta Avodah Zarah Vekom Le Rova B'Shitosa the Levi. Rashi says we have the same machlokes in Avodah Zarah of machlokes Abaye v'Rova. There it's a machlokes if you have a barrel of wine shall Avodah Zarah, a wine shall Yayin Nesach. The question is, are you allowed to take your nose on top and smell the wine? Is that mutter osur? So Abaye says there it's osur, and Rova there says it's mutter. Rova says you're allowed to smell the wine of Yayin Nesach. And the Gemara says the same svara. Abaye says, Reicha Milsi, if you want to smell the Yayin Nesach, smelling it is like particles of the Yayin Nesach going into your body, it's osur. Rava says no. Rava says you're allowed to smell the wine there. So Rashi always, Klal always is, Amachlekes Abayev Rava, we always pass on like Rava. Therefore Rashi says we pass on like Rava in Avodah Zarah to say Reichelav Milsi. That's what Rashi passes. Toysis passes on like that. We can't possibly have any time. Toysis says here, Kerav. That we pass on like Rav. That's like Reichelav Milsi. So that's why the Loch we said, usually Ikra Loch we pass on is like Rashi. Mikra Loch we pass on Reichelav Milsi. But Matchila we pass on it also though. But chili, you shouldn't do it. In the same oven, if the two pots are open, you shouldn't bake, put milk and fleishiks in the same oven. Because there's a question, the reicha will come out of one and go into the other one. But yeah, if it's done already, we hold the smutter. There are in certain cases, I didn't say all cases, in certain cases. So usually we don't put two in the same time. And if you do, you should make sure at least one is covered. If one is covered, then it'll be mutter. Right. But Tony Rav Kana braid the Rav Chinuna Saba pass shaof for im tzli. Awesome again. You're baking bread in an oven and you have roasted meat there also. They're not touching one another. Is Allah im tzli betaner is also lochla bekutcha. Chori holds like Rav. You're not allowed to eat this meat, this bread now with milk, because since the reyach of the meat went into the bread becomes fleishiks. So you can't eat this bread now with milchiks. Vaytohui benisav. You have a piece of fish. The Yitzvah Bahadi Bisram, if you're roasting it in the same oven that you have meat roasting in that oven, is also Osra Bahadi Bisra Osra Rav Mipaziko Lemichla Bakutcha. He asked you to eat this fish now with milk, because since the time of the meat went into the fish became fleshes. And Ma Baravashi Omar, Afilo Bemilchan Ami Asuram. Once you have fleshes, they can a fish, we don't eat that fish. Even this fish now to eat with salt is awesome. Mishum the kasha, the reich, it's best for your smell of the body, or dov rach, it's a sakona. is a sakana to eat fish and meat together. That's why usually we always wash our mouth in between we have the fish and the meat. So here, if you roast it together in the same oven, the fish and the meat, the fish gets a tam of the meat, therefore the fish is also teat the yod, even with salt. The question, why isn't the meat also? The meat should also be also. Vice versa, no. Vice versa, the tam of the fish doesn't go back into the meat. It's only the meat that's fatty. The tam of the meat goes into the fish. I call upon him, the kuru, this is a raya to ramp. So the reich is a milsi. So the Mishnah. Chamisha dvorim, there are five karbonis, boya type of karbonis, boyim betumba. Even though matkili you don't bring carbon if you're tamei, but the tzibur is bringing the carbon, the lochri is betzibur, you could do it even though rovin the tzibur is tamei. V'yenim necholim betumba. But even though you're allowed to bring this karbonis, even though rovin the tzibur is tamei, but the kanam are not allowed to eat it. If you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Which of these cases? Oimer, the carbon oimer you bring the second day on Pesach. If the roast tzibur is tamei, it's called the carbon tzibur, you can bring a betumah. Or shtei alechem on Shavuos, you can bring the shtei alechem. For lechem upon him every Shabbos, even though the tamei, you're allowed to bring lechem upon him. Viziv cheshal mitzibur on Shavuos, when they brought the carbonus, the kisvei atzeres, to shlomim, to carbon tzibur, even if roast tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring it. Osiri Rosh Chodoshim. Who then a Rosh Chodesh, the Kabbonis that brought the Rosh Chodesh, since it was a Korban Tzibur, if it's Rov and Tzibur is Tomei, the Kahanim can bring it even though the Tomei. That's these five Kabbonis. Ha Pesach is different though. Ha Pesach Shabbat Betumah. Let's say an Erev Pesach, Rov and Tzibur is Tomei. So you're allowed to bring your Korban Pesach even though you're Tomei. Here it is, Necho Betumah. The only Korban you're allowed to eat when you're Tomei is only a Korban Pesach. If Rov and Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it, and you're allowed to eat the meat also even though you're Tomei. Why? Shleibo mitchilosoi elalachila. The only purpose you bring a carbon pesach is only to eat it. Not like all other carbonas. All other carbonas, the ikar is bringing it, be marked with, you get the kapara. A carbon pesach, the ikar is to eat it. So once we say if the rolled tzibur is tummy, you're allowed to bring it, it has to mean you're allowed to eat it also. So carbon pesach is different. So the Gemara, chamish lamuti mai. Why does the Mishnah say five? What is it excluding? Lamuti chagigas chamish osir. It's excluding the chagiga, the shalme chagiga. You bring on the first day yomtiv that if the rov tzibur is tamei, you don't bring it then. Even though it's like a korban tzibur because everybody brings it together, still it's not deicha tumah. Why? The salka that the chamin I would have thought. Kivan the korban tzibur is considered like a korban tzibur. Or kviya leimayit. There's a man went to bring it. The first day yomtiv is supposed to bring it. Titche tumah. If rov with the tzibur is tamei, I would think you could bring this korban with the tamei also. Kamash malon. That the Mishnah says no. Only these five kavanis and not the shalmi chagiga. Why not? The Teretz is Kivan Yisrael Tashlum Kol Shiva. Because even if you don't bring the carbon the first day, you have the next 7 days of Yontif to make up for it. So even though you tum in the first day, wait till the second, third, fourth, bring it then. So, Leidach Yishabbos, it's not Doicha Shabbos for this reason. Since it has a Tashlumim, if you don't bring it today, you can bring it tomorrow, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Obzai, you mean the Shabbos Leidach Yishabbos Tumma. Since on Shabbos it's not Doicha, what then if it's Tumay, if you're Tumay, Rov Tzibur, you can't bring it. For the Gemara of Anisni Nami Siri Golem, why did it say the carbon Siri that you bring on Yom Tovim? Why does it only say Siri Rosh Chodesh? What happened to the Sirium you bring on Regolem on Yom Tov? And the Gemara, Tonale Zivche Shalm Tzibur. It said already the Shalm Tzibur, that's a carbon of Tzibur. So what then, all Kabbonis Tzibur are included in that? For the Gemara, Yochi, if all the Kabbonis Tzibur are included in the Shalm Tzibur, of a Siri Rosh Chodeshim Nami Loi Nisni. Why did the Mishnah have to say extra the Siri of Rosh Chodeshim and Rosh Chodesh? It's also a carbon Tzibur. So just like the Shalmei Tzibur is Doicher, who are then the Siri Rosh Chodeshim should be Doicher? The Atoni Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, because the Mishnah already said the Shalmei Tzibur is Doicher. Mori Amri, no. Siri Rosh Chodeshim Mitzvich Lei. I have to tell me the Chiddush that even the Rosh Chodesh to go on is also Doicher. Tumah.